50-year-old Wendy Davis announced her long-expected bid for governor on the stage where she received her high school diploma 32 years ago. It was a setting Davis used to retell her story of being a struggling single mother of 19 who eventually graduated from Harvard Law School.
The Texas I came up in made it possible for me to go to school.
It was a setting she used to highlight education as a key election issue.
I worry that the journey I made is a lot steeper for young people in Texas today. College is more expensive. The choices for working families are fewer, and far too many young people yearning to continue their own educational journeys are turned down for grants and loans because state leaders have turned a deaf ear to their needs and blocked their path.
Then Davis delivered what may become the tagline for her campaign.
Texas has always been a promise. The promise that where you start has nothing to do with how far you can come.
Davis talked about how she filibustered a bill 2 years ago that cut deeply into school funding. But she never mentioned the June filibuster that brought her national fame, the 11-hour battle that temporarily derailed a bill banning most abortions. Opponents have already signaled they intend to attack Davis's pro-choice position. In fact, outside the auditorium, several dozen anti-abortion activists who support Republican opponent Greg Abbott waved signs reading "No to Wendy" and "No to Murder." Pam Ayers of Burleson was among them.
She had a discussion about how much she was for abortion. I'm here to show my support for pro-life and Greg Abbott.
But Mary Beth Rogers of Dallas doesn't think the abortion issue is a problem for Davis.
I think the personal choice of women is very important to women all over this state.
Rogers served as chief of staff for Ann Richards, the last Democrat and woman to occupy the Texas governor's office. Rogers says she sees similarities between Davis's uphill fight and what Richards faced in 1990.
When she started out that race, she was 27 points behind in the race. People did not think she had a shot at winning.
Rogers believes a shift in voting patterns is why Davis could beat the odds this time.
You're seeing a change among suburban women. They are turning away from right-wing Tea Party rhetoric in droves. So there's great potential for Wendy there.
But potential only counts if you can turn it into votes. Doing that is the task now facing Wendy Davis.
Thank you.
Shelley Koffler, KERA News.